record.
I'm getting a glass full of something. Is that clock right?
Okay. Yeah, we have 1 minute.
1 minute, all right. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Sue. Casey. Rick. How are you? Fantastic. Just got out of work, right?
Oh, good.
I'm hot and tired.
That's why I leave right behind my phone.
It's a factor. It's not.
Oh, it's 7.
And I missed my
mic. All right, let's call this meeting in order. All right, first thing, let's set the agenda. Anybody have any additions, subtractions, anything? Crickets? I get a motion to set the agenda?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 None opposed? Cool. Approval of the minutes. Has everybody had a chance to peruse the very, very lengthy minutes? Mm-hmm. If you look at the minutes, Straya did include everything since the Zoom was down. So thank you for that.
I did read these. You
too. Whenever you're ready, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes. Corrections?
So moved.
Second. I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public comment. Why can I? Does anybody have anything from the public?
I think you're going to cover any questions. My concern, I wanted to hear what the attorney had said.
Okay, it's a 2 second thing. Anybody else? Tracy? Rick? Sue? Okay. Ethics training. Let's move on to our ethics training. I do believe everybody on this board is now properly certified and trained in ethics by the state of Vermont. That being said, I will restate that I'm a little less than impressed with the ethics board because they offer no advice, counsel, or support. Their direction is talk to your chair of whatever committee it is.
I did see an article, I don't know if it was CBS, somebody had a report of exactly that.
Yeah.
Everything that I dealt with and then what you've heard. And mm-hmm. and so it's at least it's getting out there to the state that that's happening.
Okay.
It was on CAS.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It's a pleasure to people who can't reach out as a state passes the law, the ethics law.
Right. If they pass a law, they need to be able to support it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're overwhelmed with 2 part-time people.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, I asked a simple question. I reached out to him and said, stop. I'm a planning commission chair. I'm a cemetery commissioner. I'm a trustee of public funds. Does every commissioner or position in town government need to take the ethics training? And her response to me was, oh, honey, you took it once. You should be good for everything. I was like, that's not what I asked you. Do the rest of the people in town government need to take this training? And she couldn't answer the question. Instead of lost with anything.
That is so true of almost every state where you...
It is.
And
it's frustrating.
Beyond.
When you have to deal with it. And I'm all about playing by the rules, and I will play by the rules as long as I know them. However, if the rules are so gray and so murky, and there's no support, it's frustrating. So I guess we're all good on ethics training. We're all up to date and good, this entire board. And old business. So the update on the vote from the town attorney is pretty simple. I reached out to him and said, so we had our public hearing, we had this, we had our vote. And the vote was as follows. There were 3 yeses, 1 recusal, 2 abstentions, and 1 no vote. I said, I do believe that does not give you a majority vote for the yes votes. Of a 7-member board, even if you have recusals and abstentions, those votes still count. And there was not a majority. So as of this time, the motion is dead. It will not be going forward. I came to the select board meeting, I don't know who was there, I don't remember, and said we will not recommend it this time, or we will not be recommending to change the land use. No, that was it. It was very simple, 1-sentence answer. Yes, you are absolutely correct. So, there we go. And I did get a phone call from somebody who was concerned that something was going to change, and I said no. I just felt that it should be out there for anybody who did not see it on the select board meeting. That is it. So, does anybody have anything else? New business?
Just one our next meeting.
That was the next thing I wanted to talk about. I propose, considering we're kind of in the middle end of summer, I would like to move these meetings back to quarterly. So that would be what? October?
Yeah.
Does anybody on the board have any objections? To move them to quarterly?
Actually, it'd be November.
Oh, November, December. Well, yeah, going 3 months from now.
Yeah.
But then we always meet in January.
Okay. If it's true, okay. Quarterly.
Gotcha. So, quarterly as in, yeah.
Yes, right. Quarterly as in that. So if there's no objections, I will entertain a motion to that effect.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No opposed, obviously?
Nope.
Okay. And so now let's set that meeting date.
Let me bring my phone. It would be October 7th. That would be the first Tuesday.
At 7.
Same time.
Yes.
Because apparently my work is very eager to work with me so I can continue to be on this board.
Sorry, but great. Okay, I'm going to make the motion that we adjourn.
Okay.
Perfect.
Wow.
I'll second it.
My meetings are generally pretty quick, but I don't think I've ever had them that fast.
That's pretty fast.
Wow, and we covered everything, so.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's thunder.
Mm. Well, so actually, you're talking. Yay. Oh, yeah.